viewers connect the dots. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot will begin presenting evidence tonight.
Tonight will be sort of an opening of the narration, the narrative of what happened as an assault on our democracy, on our Constitution, on our Capitol, on our Congress in a very violent way.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, committee members have interviewed over 1,000 people during the 11-month investigation.
It's rare to schedule hearings in prime time. The last such hearings came in 2015, probing Veterans Affairs. The committee wants to shed light on what happened between the election and January 6th. But Republicans say there are other subjects more worthy of attention.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has said he'd like to see hearings on gas prices and the baby formula shortage. In excerpts of his opening statements released a short time ago, committee chair Benny Thompson is expected to say, "The American people deserve answers. So I come before you this evening, not as a Democrat, but as an American who swore an oath to defend the Constitution." Three people have died. Another is critically wounded after a man opened fire at a business in Smithburg, Maryland. Carly Hose with the Washington County Sheriff's Office says the suspect left the business but was tracked by a state trooper.
Gunshots were exchanged between the suspect and the trooper. Both were injured and transported for medical treatment.
Smithburg, Maryland is just west of the Camp David presidential retreat at about 75 miles northwest of Baltimore. The FBI and ATF are assisting in the investigation. A lawsuit filed in Los Angeles County accuses McLaren Children's Center in El Monte, which was meant to be a safe space for children as they awaited for placement in foster homes, of being a place where children as young as five were sexually abused by some staff members and residents for decades. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
After it says it sees a pattern of officer violence against black suspects, a federal investigation is now open into the Louisiana State Police.
The Justice Department is now opening a so-called pattern or practice investigation into the Louisiana State Police due to a number of beatings by state troopers of black men, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Kristen Clark.
Our goal is to promote transparency and accountability, which ultimately will increase public trust.
One case is the 2019 arrest and killing of Ronald Green, who was killed by troopers after a highway pursuit in which cameras recorded very little and recordings went unreleased. Troopers initially claimed Green died when crashing the car. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Facebook is tested over approving ads that contain offensive material.
The nonprofit groups Global Witness and Fox Glove ran tests of Facebook's ability to catch hate speech and report back that the company failed miserably. Global Witness says they came up with 12 text-based ads that called for the murders of people belonging to three ethnic groups in Ethiopia. The ads were written in Amharic, the most widely used language in Ethiopia. Facebook approved the ads. They did a similar thing with ads targeting people in Myanmar. Both countries have been experiencing civil wars in recent years. Global Witness said Meta, Facebook's parent group, told them the ads should not have been approved and that they are building up their capacity to catch hateful speech in more languages. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Teslas with partially automated driving systems are a step closer to being recalled after federal regulators elevated the investigation into a series of crashes with parked emergency vehicles or trucks with warning signs. The investigation now covers 830,000 vehicles, almost everything the carmaker has sold in the U.S. since the start of the 2014 model year. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 638 points. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.